talk a little bit more about monetization in a minute. And also the majors are getting in on the act. So a lot of big technology companies, you know, also competitors to Mozilla in the browser space, such as Microsoft, such as Google, have built Firefox add-ons. Yahoo, Kodak, Facebook have an extremely popular add-on. They sync up to their services, eBay. It's an extremely popular platform. So monetization. People have been building add-ons for years, mainly hobbyists, developers. I didn't mention some big companies, but I think the vast majority of add-ons are developed by volunteers, people who have a particular problem that they need to fix for themselves. If other people like it, that's fine. You know, extensions like AdBlock Plus downloaded by millions of people. And then, you know, Vladimir, the author of this extension, is putting in a lot of his free time to develop this. So I think it's only fair to give developers a chance to make money from their add-ons. Okay? But it's a controversial issue because, you know, Mozilla is a non-profit organization, it's an open source organization, and if you bring money into the game, you know, Mozilla has to act as a broker. How does it handle that money? There are practical issues such as that. There are also philosophical issues. There are the purists who say that, no, they should always be free, you should never charge for them, etc., etc. But I guess about a month ago, Mozilla add-on site launched a new initiative, a new pilot called Contributions. Basically, it's a voluntary system. When you go and download the add-on, you can choose whether you want to donate money to the developer. And there's a suggested amount, say, you know, $5 or 99 cents or whatever. You can go ahead and download it without donating. That's your choice. You can donate more. If this is an add-on you particularly love and you want to see it continue, you want to see it maintained, you can donate more. So 66 developers in this pilot have received a total of $1,200 a week during the first phase. Okay, that doesn't look like a huge amount of money, but I think it's going to be expanded by the end of the month, and the month after, and the month after that, that number is going to increase exponentially. And the next steps for the site is integrating payment dashboards. Suggestions on how to increase contributions, but no micropayment system yet. So, you know, compulsory payments for add-ons is not in the works yet, but it is definitely being discussed. Another new initiative on the Mozilla add-on site is codenamed developer.amo. And this is really kind of to make the site up to now has been more for end users, people who go to the site to download and to install add-ons. But the aim here with Developer AMO is to try and make it more of a developer hub. There is, of course, developer.mozilla.org, the documentation site, which does a great job. But there's a whole load of documentation around the web that can be kind of aggregated into one place. And that's the goal here. It's the aggregation of documentation, tutorials, code samples. More case studies on successful add-ons, why you should build an add-on, why you should choose Firefox as a platform. There'd be taggable, searchable code repositories of add-ons. So right now, it's easy to look at the core Mozilla source. You go to the site mxor.mozilla.org, the core code is there for Firefox, but the code for add-ons is harder to get at. Number one, add-on authors have to choose to show you the code. Number two, it's not really discoverable. Number three, the code could be on their site somewhere, hidden away. So the goal is just to have more taggable, searchable code repositories for add-ons. However, you don't have to have an open source license to deploy an add-on on Mozilla add-on site. So it will be opt-in. There'll be things like Q-metrics, best practices, forums for developers for various different topics, and so on. So the goal here, bring more developers to the